97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. My guest is Regina Gale, who is the owner of Regina Gale Cosmetics. Regina, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. You are the owner of Regina Gale Cosmetics. Please tell us about Regina Gale Cosmetics.
Regina Gale Cosmetics is a company where I create specialty perfumes and specialty cosmetics for those individuals who want something that nobody else has.
You said special. Does that mean it's custom made?
It is custom made.
Custom made perfumes?
Yes.
How in the world do you ever decide to get into that business?
Well, I needed a hobby. My son's godmother told me years ago that I needed a hobby. All I did was work and take care of my son and work some more. And aromatherapy had always been an interest of mine. And so I took a class from a famous aromatherapist, Jeannie Rose, and through that class, I found that I fell in love with the idea of perfumery. And I thought, you know, this is something that I can do. And the hobby became a love. I just absolutely fell in love with the idea of creating something new and different and special that nobody else had. It was just a thrill for me. So I just have been following my passion since then.
Now, how did you convert that passion into a business?
Well, I was doing it just for fun, really. And what happened is I was in pharmaceutical sales for 20 years. And the company that I was working with was being bought out by another company in 2009. And when that merger happened, right after that, a week later, the people on my side of the company, 6,000 of us were let go.
Wow.
And I made a decision right then. I did not want to continue to do what I was doing anyway. So I looked at it as a blessing.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, at this time in my life, I want to do something that I want to do, because I'd followed all the rules and gone to school and done all those things. But I hadn't really been doing the things that I wanted to do that were in my heart. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I'm going to see if I can make this business thrive. And here I am.
Did you have any mentors as far as how to get a business started, Regina?
No, really. It was trial and error, and just trying different things. I'd watch other people, and I'd do a lot of reading, and just did a lot of studying. I did a lot of studying on my craft and joined a lot of different groups as far as figuring it out, and looked for experts as far as getting information, chemists, anybody who had the information that I needed. That's where I went.
And today you have your business.
I do. And I'm thrilled.
Congratulations.
I am absolutely thrilled about that.
Well, now tell us why a person would want to have a custom perfume or cologne for a man, I guess.
Okay. Well, I believe that every person is unique. They are special. There is nobody else like them. And the very best thing that we can do as far as being good to ourselves is have something created for us that nobody else has. And what better thing than perfume? It is a scientific fact that fragrance, perfumes, scents, they can really affect us in a very positive way. And so I'm doing something scientific for you.
Regina, tell us the process of creating a customized perfume. So if I were to come to you and say, I want my own Sharon Hill perfume, what would the process be?
Okay, well, the process is, at that time, we sit down and have a very lengthy conversation. I have to know who Sharon really is. Not just the person I see walking through that door with that beautiful, beautiful smile, but I want to know what she likes, what she doesn't like, what makes her feel good, what turns her on, what are her thoughts, just who she really is, because the perfumes that I make, I don't start with any prefabricated basis or anything like that. I start from ground zero, and I put it together. I construct it based on what it is that you're looking for. I need to know what it is that you want out of your perfume. Do you want something that's going to make you feel sexy? Do you want something that makes you think about green? Do you want something that just makes you feel sophisticated? Do you want something fun-loving? What is it that you want? Because perfumes can do many different things for many different people. So it is customized just for you. And the thing about it is, once I make it for you, nobody else will ever have that perfume unless you decide to purchase them for them.
Now, what happens if you create the perfect essence based on all that criteria you just put together and the person doesn't like it?
Well, that is the process of me trying to find out who that person is, because if they're honest with me, we should not have that problem.
Have you had it happen at all?
I've never had that problem.
Oh, my.
Now, I will tell you that sometimes I have had the times when I have created a perfume with somebody, and because it is something new, it is something different, I tell them, try it for 2 or 3 days, okay? And then let's talk about it. Because anytime we introduce anything new in our lives anyway, there's a period of time where we have to get accustomed to this newness. And what you will usually find, and what I have really found to be the case, is most people say, oh my gosh, this is me.
Wow, Regina.
So it's a really a big thrill to be able to impact somebody's life, because that's how I look at perfumery. It really is making you feel good about yourself. And when you feel good about yourself, everybody around you wins.
Oh my gosh. Who comes up with the name for the perfume?
They do. They do. It's your perfume. It's your baby.
So I can say Scent of Sharon or something like that. And that would be
anything you want.
That's amazing. Do men as well as women?
Of course. I make perfume for men. And a lot of times there's a misconception that men don't wear perfume. Men do wear perfume, and really, perfume is really just a higher concentration of the fragrance in the solvent or the oil or whatever base it is in. So it really is a strength. And the thing about perfume, why I like perfume, is it only takes a little bit, okay? You don't have to drench yourself like you do with toilet water or cologne or things like that.
Right, don't pour it on yourself or put a fire hose of cologne in front of yourself.
Yes, and I think that's why some people who tend to say, well, you know, so-and-so wears way too much. Well, they're spraying it because they're
too much.
They think it's not going to last. When you have a good perfume, normally it will last.
Regina, let's talk some more about this during our next segment and also get your contact information when we come back. That'd be okay?
That would be fine.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Regina Dozier, who is the owner of Regina Gale Cosmetics. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Welcome back. My guest today is Regina Gale, who is the owner of Regina Gale Cosmetics. Regina, in our last section before the break, you were talking about your customized perfumes. You said even men wear perfume. During that time, you also mentioned that you do a customized for retail. What does that mean, customized for retail?
Really what that means is I have perfumes that I have customized, designed, that I do in bulk. When I say bulk, I might say make 20 bottles at a time.
Okay.
And those are for retail. Everybody cannot afford to have their own individual customized perfume, but they still want something that not the masses will not ever be able to have. And so I have made those perfumes available. And the thing about it is every perfume has a story.
Such as?
Okay. Well, my signature perfume is called Reggie D. And what that stands for is realizing every goal God intended daily. And the quick thing on how I got that one going is I was going through a really rough time in my life. Everything was falling apart. Mother was dying of cancer. Everything was falling apart. And I needed something that would give me strength and the ability to move forward every single day. This perfume is based on aromatherapy, so it really is an aromatherapy perfume. But when I put this on, it gives me such power to be able to move forward. And it really what it did is it helped me at that time be able to get out of my house and go forward and do the work and not let my son know that his mother was struggling or with what was going on and dealing with a lot of stuff and be able to be productive as I always had at my job. And it still is my favorite perfume.
Riggedy.
Yes.
Now, I assume people can get that from your website?
Yes.
What is your website?
It's www.reginagle.com. That's Regina Gale.
Regina Gale, G-A-L-E. Wow. What a story. I'm sorry you had to go through so much pain, but something good came out of it. You got Reggie D.
Right.
<That's the result. laughs> Regina, tell us who your ideal client is. Who are you searching for?
Okay. My ideal client is that woman who's 45 and over. And even though I deal with everybody, that particular woman has some history. She knows what she likes. She knows what she wants. And she's ready for things to happen for her. She's given her all to everybody in her life, her family, her job, her everything. And now she's saying, you know, it's my turn now. And so that's who I'm looking for.
I think you're hitting the nail on the head with a lot of women out there who may have left corporate America or have been homemakers or whatever, who are now saying, it's my time. It's my turn.
Right.
And so now you can give them that special fragrance.
Yes.
What challenges do you have in trying to get that business going and reaching those clients? Tell us about the business challenges you faced, Regina.
Well, the biggest challenge has been initially not knowing who my customer was, because when you work for a large company, you are focused for them. But when you are the company.
You are the company.
You see the world through very different eyes, and you don't want to at first leave anybody out. So you say, oh, it's for everybody, but it's not for everybody. It is for people who need what you have. And so I had to get that through my head. And then moving to another place, I was living on the West Coast, relocating to North Carolina, it was starting all over again. So I've just been building slowly but surely, and I'm just happy that it's going in a positive direction.
Well, welcome to North Carolina, Regina.
I am very happy to be here.
Thank you. Regina, let's talk about the process some more. So we mentioned Sharon Hill comes to you and says, I want to have my own customized perfume. And you get to know me, you talk, and you develop it. How long from the time I walk into the door until I have my perfume does it take?
It will take about 4 to 6 weeks. And I would probably just say count on 6 weeks. Because what happens is I have to build that perfume, like I said, from scratch. And as I'm doing the mixing, it takes a while to say if this is going to work or is this giving me what I want. Because when you blend all the different aromas and fragrances and essential oils and things together, you want to make sure that they marry well. And you want it to be one scent, and you don't want anything to be dominant. But it also has to have the character of what it is that you're looking for. And so that is a process. That's not something I can just manufacture just like that.
Just like that. 6 weeks then. That
about 6 weeks.
You're putting enough time and love into this product.
It's a process. Yeah. It is a process.
Yes. Now, what are your credentials to be able to have this business?
Well, I have a master's degree in business, MBA, but I was in the pharmaceutical industry for 20 years, and I was a specialty rep most of my career. And there was a period of time where I was a skincare specialist, and I used to train dermatologists and plastic surgeons on skincare.
You trained them?
Right, and their staff, yes.
Yes, and that kept it going. Yeah. How now that you've got the business started, is it still a passion for you? Are you still waking up every morning thinking, yes, I'm making special perfume for someone? Or do you ever get tired of smelling stuff?
I don't ever get tired of it. I don't ever get tired of it. In fact, sometimes when I'm working, I just lose track of time because I'm just in this create mode. And there is nothing more exciting than starting from nothing and creating something that's beautiful and wonderful and lasting. And the thing about fragrance is that it will be something that you can remember for a lifetime. Sometimes I can be around different smells and it really evokes that memory of something that happened many, many years ago. And so that's what I'm creating. I'm creating memories in a bottle just for you.
I like that. Memories in a bottle. There we are. Once you give me my scent, how long does that bottle last?
It should last you, if you're using it even every day, probably about 9 months.
My goodness.
Yes.
Now, Regina, I've heard some people have an allergy to perfumes. I'm assuming the person who comes to you doesn't have the allergy, otherwise they wouldn't be asking for a perfume. But how do you combat people who say, don't be around me with perfume, I'm allergic?
You know, some people really do have allergies, and some people don't. And some people, I think, are more offended by people who have overused perfume, and they find that strong scent offensive. And so a lot of I wear perfume every day. And people who have said that they have allergies and are allergic to certain things, I have never had anybody say that that is really offensive or it's been too much. So I think people who put on perfume correctly, first of all, perfume is not something that you should be able to walk in a room and you're on the other side of the room and people smell it.
Smell it, right.
You have way too much.
So don't put on too much is the message.
Yes.
Regina, let's take another break. And when we come back, let's hear some more about your fascinating company.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Regina Dozier, who is the owner of Regina Gale Cosmetics. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
I'm back with my special guest, Regina Dozier, who is the owner of Regina Gale Cosmetics. Regina, in the short time we have left, why don't you give our audience some tips by Regina as it relates to perfume?
Okay, my first tip will be wear something that you like. Because remember, the perfume is for you. And if you like it, you're going to have a really good attitude and it's going to improve the way you're going about your day. And so that means everybody around you will also have a great day. Number two, when you put perfume on, you don't have to put on a lot. You put it on your pulse points, your wrist, maybe right under your neck, and that's it. Just a little bit, okay? You don't need the world to smell it, because they will. The thing you have to remember is just because you can't smell it doesn't mean that everybody else can't. Remember, that is why you're buying a quality product in perfume. It's going to be there, and it's going to last throughout the day.
Yes.
And then the other thing is,
do you wear it in the morning or in the evening? Does it make a difference?
Well, in the morning or during the day, you want to be very aware that you need something light. You don't want to go heavy, and you really don't want to go heavy any time. But in the evening, you can wear something that has a little more oomph to it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little bit more sensuous or whatever, and a little bit more power, because you're not going to be in those tight, confined spaces. And you want to make sure that when you show up and the people come close to you, that they enjoy that space that they're in with you, that you lift their spirits as well.
I like that. Enjoy the space. Tell us about the array of aromas, of scents, of perfumes that you can have on hand for people.
Okay. In my retail line, I have basically every category of perfume that one would want. Fruity, floral, sensual, woody, whatever. Aquatic. Whatever. All of my perfumes are not up on the website because they are custom and I only do them in smaller batches. But you can contact me at info@ReginaGale and I will let me know what it is that you're desiring and I will be able to let you know if I have that available or if I'm going to have it available for you. Because remember, even my retail line, those are customized, and not everybody in the world will have what you will want to wear.
Makes people so special. And Gale is G-A-L-E, correct?
Not it is.
G-A-I-L. Okay, Regina Gale.
Like the wind.
Like the wind. I got it. Well, Regina, our time is up. I thank you so much for coming and talking to us today. I appreciate the fact that as an independent woman, you started your business on a dream and on a passion. And that's why I like all of our listeners to know, if you have a dream, if you have that passion, go out and just do it.
Yes.
Of course, it does help to have some business acumen so you won't fail. But Regina, thank you so much for taking your time and coming to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest is Regina Gale, who is the owner of Regina Gale Cosmetics, focusing on customized perfumes. That's our show for today. Thank you so much.